presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's classic radio audio museum.
My computer screen after Windows 95. Oh, CBS FM 101.1. A perennial favorite from the King and 410.
Are you lonesome tonight? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Tell me, dear. Are you lonesome tonight? Well, how about calling 900 then? CBS FM 101, New York's oldie station. I'm Bob Shannon. On the telephone, I have a special guest. We're going to make this not only an edition of Before the Hit, we're going to make it a birthday salute because he called me up today. I don't think he knows that I know that it's his birthday, but I do. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, are you with me?
I'm right here, Bob, yeah.
I knew it was your birthday.
How did you know that?
Hey, listen, I keep track of these things.
Hey, CBS FM knows everything, don't they?
They sure do, and a happy boom boom birthday to Freddie Cannon.
Come on. Oh, my God.
How old are you?
You want me to reveal this?
No, you don't have to.
Most people know, Bob, you know.
You used to hang out with Dick Clark enough, so maybe some of that rubbed off.
Yeah, rub off, they'll know.
You know, anyway, Freddie's with us on the occasion of the release of, and this has been a long time in the wait. Especially for me, because, you know, I like to get all these digital things and get everybody on the compact discs. And for years, Rhino Records had an album of Freddie Cannon's material up, but never a CD until recently. And they've just come out with the best of Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Big Blast from Boston,
that's called.
That's
it, right.
And that wouldn't happen to be Palisades Park on the cover of this, would it? On the It sure looks like it.
I think it looks like it could be a little portion of it. But they were taking pictures from different people, you know, 8x10s, and they... I don't know how they did it on the cover, but you see it's awfully colorful with fireworks.
Boy, it sure is. It looks great. Very colorful. The shirt this guy has on is as colorful as the fireworks.
I think maybe Palisades, or it could be.
Well, listen, it could be very well indeed. We'll have to check. Listen, there's something on this CD that I wanted to share with the listeners because we do a thing here we call Before the Hits, and I never had this before. But Freddie Cannon, before he had any hits as Freddie Cannon, was involved in this record. Just give a little listen to this.
Now my baby's gone and left me.
That's the voice.
Yes, my baby's gone and left me. I don't know why.
The song is called Cha Cha Doo, the Spindrift. Accompanied by the Downbeats. Well, Freddie, you got to tell us what's the deal with this
record.
That is
a classic. That's 1957. I mean, that's early, late 56, 57. I had a group out of Boston, out of actually Everett, Massachusetts. I sang lead with this doo-wop group. And I was trying to get myself involved with music. And I know you guys do a lot of the doo-wop music on the weekends on CBS FM. And I just, I didn't realize that Rhino was going to pull that out and find that. That's a classic.
I don't even know if Don K. Reed has ever heard that.
For a collector, they're going to be in their glories to have something like that.
Boy, that was in good shape, too. Have all your own masters,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have them all, yep.
You own everything.
But I didn't know they wanted. They asked me for that, and I said, you okay? If you want to do it, go ahead and do it.
Did you do that? You do that yourself? You produced that?
Yeah, I did.
And then you got over to Swan Records. What were you just telling me about before we got on the air, the Rolling Stones crediting?
Well, the Rolling Stone magazine just came out, Bob. It's a new issue, and I think a lot of people that read that will see Mick Jagger has a story about 20, 22 pages in there. And on one of the pages, in a big paragraph, he speaks of how he wrote Brown Sugar by listening to my music of Tallahassee.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so it was a good influence.
Wow.
It's a nice compliment, so... I thought that would be appropriate for you to tell you that.
So, yeah, you should record Brown Sugar now as sort of a
tribute. Yeah, that would be a treat, wouldn't
or
it?
The medley, the Tallahassee Lassie Brown Sugar medley.
Yeah, right.
Freddie, I have a treat for you. Listen to this recording. It's the earliest recording I could find of this particular song.
Way
listen.
Down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreaming.
Are you picking that up there?
Yeah, is that Al Jolson?
No, it's not Al Jolson. That's a group called the Peerless Quartet. But we also have... We know that you were in... told because Bernie Benick of Swan Records saw Al Jolson.
Ah, right.
Here's Jolson.
Life, you linger there a little while.
There's the Jolson version.
Right, right. Heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens.
Oh, man.
Way down yonder in New Orleans.
Now, it was because of Al Jolson singing this that you got around to recording
That's
it, too.
Right. I never heard the other vision version you got. I don't know how you got all these versions.
I have people that help me with this.
Oh, that's great. Good research people.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep. That's terrific.
So your boss at Swan saw Jolson singing this thing on TV.
He was watching some late show on television. That's where the idea. Bernie was terrific at ideas, and he thought that would be good. To be honest with you, I didn't think it would be because of such an old song, and I didn't think how could that happen with a young teenager, you know? But I was wrong, and he was right, you know?
Listen,
I'm glad I did it, though.
You're like the only guy that could span from the Peerless Quartet in the 1920s to the
right.
Rolling Stones in the 70s. Freddie Cannon, thanks for checking in with us today. Happy birthday again.
Hey, it's my pleasure just to be on CBS FM.
And
you
listen,
know, I love all the guys there. You know that, Bob.
And the great thing about this CD, before you go, is it's got everything from all the different labels, too. So not only do you get the Swan stuff, but you get Abigail Beecher and Where the Action Is and you know, the dedication.
Right, the Warner Brothers stuff.
Right. So it's all there on one compact disc.
Yep.
It is indeed the best of Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. It's called Big Blast from Boston. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, my friend Bobby. Say hello to Joe for me.
I will do that. And here's your version of that Al Jolson song.
All right.
CBS FM. I thought we might want to give it one more spin. Give me a woo before you go, Freddie.
Woo!
Thank you. He's 55 today. I'm not supposed to tell you that, but he's 55 today. Freddie Cannon checking in here at CBS FM with Bob Shannon. Again, the new CD is up on Rhino Records, the best of Freddie Cannon. Boom, boom. Big Blast from Boston. You'll get that. No Way on Down to New Orleans, Tallahassee, Lassie. All the hits, Palisades Park, Abigail Beecher, Action. Everything from Freddie Cannon. Now, The Way You Wanted It on compact disc from Rhino. And thanks to Rhino for setting that up, the interview today, getting Freddie to call us in, and also to Bill Brent for supplying the Peerless Quartet and the Al Jolson cut here at CBS FM 101, New York's oldie station. CBS FM, now that you're done rolling and rocking, it's time to keep on dancing.
I keep on dancing, boy.
One station's got 'em. CBS FM 101.1.
Oldie Station, Smokey and the Miracles. I love, ever see on Sesame Street when he does that with the big you really got to hold on? It's nice. I watch that show a lot. It's 5:18. I'm Bob Shannon. By the way, in case you didn't catch on, 5 o'clock was the deadline for getting in your Christmas wishes. The faxes must cease, or they must have ceased, should have, 18 minutes ago. That's it. And we'll be granting those wishes very, very shortly. So you keep it on CBS FM. If you made a wish, maybe yours will come true.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.